My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun Earth Day 2011. In today's podcast, I'll tell you more about the new theme and all of the exciting things that we have planned. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast right now, that means our new website has already launched. So head on over to sunearthday.nasa.gov and take a look. As many of you already know, Sun Earth Day is much more than a one-day event. It's actually a combination of events and programs that occur throughout the year, ending with a grand Sun Earth Day celebration on or near the spring equinox in March. The main goal of the program is to encourage students of all ages to explore, discover, and understand the dynamic connection between our sun, the earth, and other planets. Now, each year, the Sun Earth Day team wraps a fresh new thematic approach around Sun-Earth connection science. So this year, we're excited to announce that the new theme for 2011 is Ancient Mysteries, Future Discoveries. Together, we'll take a clear look at early civilizations who created structures containing solstice and equinox alignments. We'll also explore how humankind continues to observe the sun and its mysteries from the ground and from space. Although our technologies have changed over time, our goal to understand the sun remains the same. On March 20th, 2011, our team will work with the award-winning NASA EDGE team to produce video and webcast programming that will highlight several solar-related sites, including Chaco Canyon, New Mexico, Hovenweep, Utah, Chichen Itza, Mexico, Cahokia Mound, Illinois, and Sunspot, New Mexico. Now, many of these sites present unique opportunities to develop authentic cultural connections to a variety of indigenous populations. We'll also involve scientists who will fill you in on some of the latest heliophysics discoveries and what we hope to discover in the future. So how do you get started? Well, all you have to do is visit the Sun Earth Day website, where you'll find just about everything you need for this year's theme, as well as materials from all of the past Sun Earth Day themes. As you know, every year we update the resources for educators, museums, community groups, and amateur astronomers. We also collect a variety of additional hard copy educational resources that are placed in a beautiful and new Sun Earth Day folder. If you haven't already, I'd like to remind you to register on the Sun Earth Day website in order to receive your free folder of materials while supplies last. This year's list of resources has expanded even further to include a whole new podcast lineup filled with the latest updates and information from mission scientists, educators, and the Sun Earth Day team. We've also included a new Facebook sharing button that can be found on every page of the Sun Earth Day website. Now you'll be able to instantly share your favorite resources with other Sun Earth Day fans. You'll also find version 4 of the award-winning Space Weather Media Viewer. Updates to the viewer include several HD quality images of the sun provided by the SDO mission. We've also added 6 new videos about the heliosphere, our sun's atmosphere. This year's Sun Earth Day program is taking full advantage of social media. You can now follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and join us on the Sun Earth Day YouTube channel. While there, you can post questions, create discussions, share images, or simply connect with other space weather enthusiasts from around the world. I hope you enjoyed this Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast. We're also very interested in hearing your questions and comments. If you have something to say, just join us on Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it on one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy.